A virtual yet rewarding experience. Hi everyone, and thank you so much for joining us on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amber Graves.
Farm Bureau really made it an enjoyable experience for us since we couldn't be there in person, and I'm really thankful for Presidents Aiken and Duvall that they were able to put the time aside and meet with us, because that's a really special memory that we won't forget.
Instead of the traditional in-person tour, Tennessee Governor's School for Agricultural Sciences joined in on a Zoom call with Tennessee Farm Bureau. Ethan Hall, incoming senior at Scotts Hill High School and one of the Governor's School scholars this year, has more on his unique Governor's School experience.
I've taken place in an animal science and agribusiness class. These programs have kind of helped me decide what I've wanted to do in my future and career path. We've even gone on Zoom meetings with the Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture, Dr. Charlie Hatcher, and Tennessee Farm Bureau President Jeff Aiken and American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall. And I think that's helped me a lot, not only in being able to interview better with people I don't know, but just obtaining knowledge about agriculture.
Paul plans to attend the University of Tennessee at Martin after graduation and major in ag education. Dr. Joey Melhorn, director of the Tennessee Governor's Schools for Ag Sciences and ag business faculty member at UT Martin, shares about what is going on at Governor's School this year.
Normally, we are fully on campus where they live in the dorms and do everything for 4 full weeks. So this year, with COVID-19 and the social distancing, it is online. We are doing a fully online program, which is a combination of taking online courses, which we would traditionally teach here when they're here on campus for Governor's School, using various techniques like Zoom and videos that we've developed. What they're really not experiencing is the camaraderie together, you know, living in the dorms, you know, traveling in the van together to go do field trips and things like that. So I'd say as far as that experience, it's definitely not what they would normally get. But now academically, yeah, they're getting a very good experience. And actually, with some of the materials that's been developed through this, videos and trainings that we put together for them, I think in some ways they're getting some really good lasting information.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amber Graves.